Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, do I?
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guests are Isaiah Webb, the full-time farmer at the Mad River Community Hospital Farm, and also Todd Hustis. Todd is the manager for food and nutrition for the hospital, Mad River Community Hospital. We're going to talk a little bit about the farm that's out there and all the great veggies that are ending up in the cafeteria. So Isaiah, first I'd like to start with you and talk about your previous experience as a farmer.
Well, I actually grew up on a farm in Indiana. My dad is a full-time farmer, although he does a totally different type of farming than I do. He grows corn and soybeans. So I grew up on a farm, but I never really participated in 4-H. I wasn't in FFA. I didn't really think I would end up being a farmer. I moved around, lived a couple different places, and then when I was moving to Wisconsin, I was getting more into the local food movement. I had been a member of a CSA when I was living in Washington State, and I decided, well, I'm going to have to be finding a new line of work. Why not give farming a try? And I was just really interested in it. Once I got to Wisconsin, I contacted a local farmer and was an intern at a CSA farm for a season. Also worked for a couple different farms while I was there, and then once I was moving to Humboldt, I knew I really loved farming and I wanted to keep doing it. So when I moved to Humboldt, first weekend I got here, I just went to farmer's market, talked to different farmers, tried to find somebody who needed some extra help, and ended up working for John Gary at formerly G Farm, and worked for him for two seasons. I also picked up some work here and there with Ed Cohen at Earthly Edibles. Just worked for them, learned what works well here in this climate, and then saw the ad that they needed a farmer at the hospital, and have been doing that for about a year and a half, one full season, and started and then a second season there at the hospital.
How big is the farm out at the hospital?
It's just under 2 acres that we have fenced in, and we also have two greenhouses that are 20 feet by 100 feet. So it's about 4,000 square feet total of greenhouse space.
Okay, and that allows you to extend your growing season a bit.
Definitely makes a big difference in extending the growing season, trying to provide vegetables as close to year-round as possible.
What sorts of crops do you grow out there?
It's a big variety. I've never sat down and counted the list, but it would be similar to any CSA farm in the area, you know, probably over 30 different types of vegetables, a few different fruits, apples, raspberries, strawberries. And then the things we grow the most of are the things that are common here that do really well. A lot of broccoli, a lot of lettuce, a lot of chard.
The green things.
Yeah, all the greens and the cool weather crops. Although, you know, with the greenhouses that get warmer in the summer, that allows us to do some of the things typically that you see coming from inland Willow Creek at the farmer's market. It allows me to grow crops that otherwise wouldn't do well here on the coast. We grow a lot of tomatoes in the greenhouse in the summertime. Anybody that's eaten a fresh tomato right from the farm or their garden knows that the taste is just so much better than any tomato you can buy in a store. And so really, I just wouldn't be able to do that without the greenhouse. Mm-hmm. So that's a big impact in the summer. And in the wintertime, it really just allows me to keep production of spinach and lettuce that's cut at a baby size for our salad bar, which we offer every single day. It allows me to stock the salad bar through the winter. We try to do as much diversity as we can so that we can, you know, provide as much of the vegetables that the hospital's serving from the farm.
And so you're also growing apples out there, so you have a small orchard?
Yeah, it's more just a line of apple trees at this point, but I guess you could call that a small orchard.
And so, Todd, I want to talk to you a little bit now about the kitchen side of things. How are some of these foods incorporated into the kitchen?
So the goal was with the farm to bring all of that produce into the kitchen. We serve patients, staff, and adult daycare. We had to make a number of changes. Initially, I was writing menus a month ahead of time. Now, for our staff that's coming through, we sit down with the kitchen manager, our cook in there, myself, and Isaiah. Isaiah brings to the table what we have to work with. Our kitchen manager has come from a pretty strong culinary background, running the Sunset Grill and then also Larrapin for a period of time. So he's got quite the expertise and ideas and willingness to experiment. So the four of us sit down and we write a menu for the week based exactly on what's coming out of the farm. So depending on the amount of produce that we have coming, sometimes that week will feature produce from the farm every single day, and sometimes it'll be very heavy produce coming from the farm. Other times we don't have anything to menu, so we just come up with whatever we, you know, would be fun to do. For the patients, we've given our patient cooks the flexibility. We put seasonal fruit and seasonal veggies on there, given our cooks the flexibility to go, okay, this is what's coming out of the farm, this is what we're going to serve today. They communicate with each other so we're not serving broccoli, you know, three times in a row or something like that. We've also rewritten those patient menus to incorporate produce by doing like garden frittata or garden quiche. Or so it's open to interpretation. Whatever we have to put in there, we can put in there at that point. We also serve an adult daycare, and there's about 60 meals a day.
I think it's really important what you said about having a chef who's flexible to having all this fresh produce and is creative and willing to work with it. I think that one of the things we hear a lot of is people who are used to, you know, opening a can of this and pouring it in, and that's what's for lunch.
We found some challenges initially bringing the produce into the kitchen, and it wasn't necessarily with the kitchen manager, who has been very excited about it. It was with the staff in general, looking at the food and going, this is not something we've worked with in the past.
Uh-huh.
It was a struggle for them to grasp how to process this food. And so there's been a lot of teaching that's gone on in there. And it has increased our labor in the fact that, you know, we'll have four people standing around for an hour peeling beets.
Yeah, or just knowing how to wash them or knowing how to keep them fresh and crisp.
Mm-hmm. Now we're watching huge pride in the food that they serve. And they enjoy doing it.
I'm also wondering about, you're right next door to Potawatt, United Indian Health Services, and they also have a garden farm out in their area, and you work with them. How do you work together? What sorts of things do you do together?
Ed and T over there have been tremendously supportive since we started in with starts, with equipment, lending of tractor implements. I think Isaiah probably works with them a little bit closer than I do. I usually get a phone call, can we come pick some of your flowers? But yeah, Isaiah, you can probably answer that question better.
Yeah, they've been really supportive. This is my first time actually managing a farm. And so there's times where I just stop and I think, is this the right time of year to be doing this? And it's great because I can just walk next door and find them and say, hey, are you guys doing this right now? They're always, you know, willing to spend some time talking with me. Yeah, they've just been tremendously helpful with suggestions on varieties and lending of equipment.
Now, storing produce, I know that you were growing a lot of winter squash, and it seems like that's going to take up some space, and you probably want to not have that happening all at once, so you probably want to trickle that in throughout the year. Do you have storage facilities out at Mad River Community Hospital?
We have a one of those shipping containers, the big metal containers they put on ships, come from China or whatever. We have one of those sitting out there that we're able to stack a lot of produce in. We do have some room in one of the greenhouses where we've been able to store some. So we seem to have, we had enough room to store what we had this year, and hopefully we'll have more next year.
Well, this is Jennifer Bell, and I've had a great opportunity talking with Isaiah Webb, the farmer of Mad River Community Hospital, and also with Todd Hustis, the food and nutrition manager. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us here.
Thank you very much.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and every god I do,
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.